From Washington, this is VOA News. British police have named two of the three men who carried out Saturday's terror attack in London, killing seven people and injuring more than 50. 27-year-old Khurram Butt was married with two children and lived in East London for a number of years, police said. He was a British citizen born in Pakistan, moving with his parents to Britain when he was very young. Police said he was known to counter terror officers and the intelligence services, but officials insist there was no sign he was planning an attack. Assistant Police Commander Mark Rowley said an investigation into Butt began 2 years ago. However, quote, "There was no intelligence to suggest that this attack was being planned, and the investigation had been prioritized accordingly." Butt was a recognized Islamic State follower in the streets around his home, where he tried to recruit children and proselytized openly in a nearby park, causing a complaint to the police by a local resident. The other attacker was named as Rashid Redouane, aged 30. He claimed he was a Moroccan-Libyan and lived for several years in Ireland. Police say Butt appeared in a television documentary last year in which he was pictured unfurling an Islamic State banner and later arguing with police during a protest in London. The British Prime Minister Theresa May said Monday that police are still working to determine the identities of all of the victims, the seven dead and those who were injured, but that so far it is known that they include people of several nationalities. She called an attack on London and the United Kingdom and on the free world. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and Maldives cut diplomatic ties Monday with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism.
Ties between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors took an abrupt turn for the worse Monday, following a decision by Gulf Cooperation Council allies to sever diplomatic relations with Doha. Qatar has been under pressure in recent weeks over its alleged support for terrorist groups. GCC states have also demanded Qatar sever relations with Iran, which they accuse of being a major sponsor of terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at a defense conference in Australia, urged GCC states to iron out their differences.
We certainly would encourage the parties to sit down together and address these differences.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Qatar's Foreign Affairs Ministry said the measures are unjustified and are based on baseless and unfounded allegations. Qatar has long been seen by its neighbors as supporting Islamists in the region, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood, a Sunni Islamist political group that's been outlawed by both Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Afghanistan's beleaguered President Ashraf Ghani will host an international conference Tuesday in a new attempt to reach agreement with all parties on how to end an increasingly deadly conflict in the country and collectively fight cross-border terrorism. Foreign Ministry said Monday that representatives from Iran and Pakistan will attend, as well as the United States, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and the United Nations and European Union. South Korea is operating eight fewer coal-fired power plants this month as part of President Moon Jae-in's promise to improve air quality in the country. The Ministry of Environment said the shutdown is only temporary, but it is a sign of Moon's strong will to see the aging plants shut down forever. The original plan was to shut down 10 older plants by 2025, but Moon has moved up the timetable to 2022, which is when his term ends. The same 10 plants will be targeted for shutdown from next March to June. The longer period would give researchers a better idea of how much air quality may improve. And India's heaviest newly developed rocket was launched into space Monday night from eastern India, carrying a communications satellite. India's space agency has spent about 15 years developing the heavy-lift rocket. Marks another milestone in the country's ambitious space program. You can find more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.